Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. My name is Richard Reeves. I'm your host, and we're on the air here with Judith McGeary. She's from farmandranchfreedom.com, and this is about another issue-oriented group that is focused on stopping premises ID for animals and also RFID for animals as well. Judith, we were talking just before we went into this last break, we were talking about the big event coming up on March 2nd, and you said they could park right there at Cesar Chavez and Red River. That's right there across from the convention center here in Austin, right?
Yes, right down the street. It's across from Ironworks.
Oh, okay, the Ironworks Barbecue. I think a lot of folks here in Austin locally are familiar with Ironworks. So you can park there, and I guess go ahead and bring the kids out, because this sounds like a heck of an event.
Bring the kids, bring the whole family, bring your neighbors, bring a busload of folks. This issue is something that touches everybody. You know, when people first hear about it, a lot of times they only pay attention to the fact that it affects animal owners. But we're dealing with something that affects our food supply, and it affects our rights, our civil rights. We've never before, for any kind of property, had to register simply because we own property. You don't have to register your toolbox with the government. There's no reason we should have to register our animals with the government. So, yeah, we want everyone to come out. There'll be a march up Congress Avenue, and then the human beings get to stay out the steps of the Capitol. We're not allowed to bring our tractors or our animals up. And so then we'll have the people gathering on the steps of the Capitol, and we'll have some great speakers. We've got Liz McIntyre, who wrote the book Spy Chips about RFID tagging and tracking of consumer purchases. We've got Michael Budnarik, who ran for as Libertarian candidate for president in 2004. We've got Hank Gilbert, who has been a major force in organizing this rally. We've got Congressman Ron Paul's deputy director coming, Penny Langford Freeman. Unfortunately, Ron Paul was not able to join us for this. He's in New Hampshire.
That's understandable for him to be diverted, though, up there. But that's great, though, that he's going to at least have somebody there as a spokesperson.
Exactly. So we're going to have a lot of really great speakers there starting around 2:30 on the steps of the Capitol.
Well, that's awesome. So everybody bring your rooster and whatever else you can gather up and bring it on down. That should be an exciting event. I'm planning on being there. I know that I'd love to see what kind of a turnout we get, because I think we're going to have a big call out. As a matter of fact, I'm looking here at the speakers list right now, and you've actually got Linda Curtis with Independent Texans as well, David Stahl with CorridorWatch.org, Terry Hall with San Antonio Toll Party, and I know she's real articulate. She's done a heck of a job down in San Antonio on the toll road issue, and Gina Parker. Wow, so this is going to be it's an exciting event. I know Michael Badnarki is a friend of mine as well, so that's going to be a who's who of folks down there. It's going to be interesting.
Yes, and we've even got Jimmy Vaughn, who's going to be performing a song about RFIDs.
All right, folks, Jimmy Vaughn. Most of you folks here in Austin remember him. Well, I'm sure you've heard him at Tunes Not Tolls concert that we had a couple years back, and it's good to hear that he's still involved in some of the issues going on, so that's awesome. I'm excited to hear that. I'm really excited for this event, that hopefully we can get Congress Avenue. It'd be great if we can load up several blocks with people. I know that Hank Gilbert's got some big aspirations.
Yeah, and we just, you know, the more people there, the more of an impression it'll make on the legislators. And we're expecting that our bill, House Bill 637, should be coming to floor vote sometime in March. So having a really big turnout right then could really make the difference on winning or losing in this fight.
Absolutely. The legislature is the only session here in Texas every other year, folks, and that's why that we don't have the luxury of being able to fight this just at any time. The time to fight that is right now during the legislative session. What's the name of that bill that we're trying to promote?
It's House Bill 637.
House Bill 637?
Yes.
Okay, folks, that's the bill that's involved here, House Bill 637, and we're hoping to get that implemented and passed to negate the previous legislation, which allows them and actually does mandate that they will be doing the premises ID, which, by the way, just that premises ID stays with that property forever once they put it on there, right?
The way they've got the plan written right now, yes.
All right, so folks, that's kind of like your birth certificate or your Social Security number, the things that we're trying to dump. They're trying to stick more on us. So folks, we'll be right back with Judith McGeary. The calling number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers light featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. My name is Richard Reeves. I'm your host. We've got Judith McGeary with the group FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. Make sure and check that website out, folks, and I'm sure there's a way that they can get on your email list, right, Judith?
Absolutely. They can sign up for email alerts on the website, and for people who don't have internet access, we also have a toll-free number. It's 866-687-6452. That's 866-687-6452. So if people want information and they don't have internet access, they can give us a call.
Well, that's good, and I know that as most groups are, they're always short on volunteers. I mean, we were talking about that during the break, how that there's never enough resources. So how many folks have you got that are really active, the hardcore group that you would say is active right now?
That's hard to estimate. The people that tell me what they're doing, probably 30 or so.
Right.
But every so often, you know, we'll find flyers up someplace. We had no idea somebody was active, or I'll get a call and somebody will send me a package of petition signatures. So I know there are a lot of folks out there doing a lot of things, and, you know, they just don't spend the time to tell me about it.
Right. So they kind of take a life on their own where they're just out there as little automatons doing the work, getting flyers out or getting the word out and sharing the word. Well, that's great. Well, I know during the break we had a gentleman call in, it's a wrecker driver warning people that they should park in the right location there at Cesar Chavez and Red River. So tell us again exactly on March 2nd, on Friday, where exactly we're going to meet and where do we park again?
Okay. We've got the parking lot on the northeast corner of Cesar Chavez and Red River reserved. So that whole parking lot will be ours for the afternoon. tractors, horse trailers, and large vehicles will get first dibs on getting in there. So people may have to find their own parking. It may not be enough. And yes, watch out for the normal traps of parking downtown. You know, be prepared to pay your meter or be prepared to pay for the parking if that lot fills up. But it's that northeast corner that we've got.
That's right. I would caution people that are coming to Austin, make sure you do park in a legal spot, because towing is a pretty popular thing in downtown Austin because parking is short. Also, we were talking about during the break that as well as just meeting together at 145 and doing a rally and actually physically walking from the Red River Cesar Chavez area all the way to Congress Avenue and then up Congress Avenue to the Capitol. What all is planned to occur once we get, I know you said about the speakers, but beyond the speakers, what are we going to be doing there?
Well, one of the important things about this is having people at the Capitol on a weekday when either the legislators or at least their staffers are around. There is nothing that makes as big of an impression on a legislator as having a human being walk into their Austin office. You know, letters are wonderful, emails are fine, phone calls are great, but there's nothing like that in-person visit. So we're going to have packets of material there that we can hand people with, you know, a map of the Capitol and talking points. And what we really want is, you know, come listen to the speakers, but take 15, 20 minutes or more, grab a packet and walk into the Capitol and go find your legislator's office. And if your legislator isn't there, ask to talk to the chief of staff and say, I drove to Austin or I took off work because this issue is so important to me and I want you to pay attention. And that is worth more than any letters we could write.
Well, that's right. I wholeheartedly agree. I know that, like you said, the letters are great. Emails are fine. Phone calls. I mean, out of all the things we can do, emails is probably the less effective, but if you hit them with enough, that still makes a difference, and it's certainly better than nothing. But the emails, the phone calls, the snail mail, the faxes, but that office visit to the state capitol, even if they aren't there, even if we can just leave a message that we were there, and then, of course, a lot of them will be there that we can address, hopefully, in person, I've got to think that that's going to have a lot of sway with what they're doing.
It does, because ultimately it's about human beings. Ultimately it's about making them realize that we're not numbers. We're humans and we care about this issue. And I want to encourage folks, whether it's on March 2nd or any other time that they try contacting their legislator, don't get discouraged or annoyed if you talk to a staffer. These are, you know, bright young folks for the most part, or older folks, who have a lot of input in what happens. And a lot of times you'll get more time when you sit and talk to a staffer. You know, the legislator will give you 5 minutes. The staffer will give you half an hour.
Well, that's what's good, too, is that these staffers, most of them, are probably in this business for the right reasons, and that's to do what's right. And I think that one thing that happens with a lot of the legislators is they are targeted by big agri and big corporate interests. I think I read somewhere where each person in the U.S. House, in the U.S. House of Representatives, each congressperson actually has 33 lobbyists for each congressperson. So that's how pursued these guys are for their ear on these issues from the big moneyed interests. So folks, if we're not there as individual human beings combating these big moneyed interests with 33 lobbyists per U.S. House of Representative member, then that's when we're going to lose, if we're not there to actually confront them. So hopefully we can produce a lot of people to do just what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, it's they need to understand the issues. And the other problem is there are so many issues these guys are faced with. They have this list of things. And they have the lobbyists coming in and telling them what the lobbyists care about. And, you know, certainly a year ago when I would start picking up the phone and talking to these staffers or the legislators, you know, the answer was, huh? What are you talking about? They just don't know. And they're perfectly willing to learn. And it's our job. It's their job to represent us. And it's our job to educate them about what they should be doing with that representation.
And that's a real important point. And that's something I've learned along the way of being an activist in a variety of issue groups, is that the legislators or the people involved in whatever issue we're fighting with, a lot of times they are compartmentalized. They get pitched from the powers that be, the lobbyists and all that. They get sold on a certain project or idea, with all the good things that they can come up with on this particular idea. They think that they've confronted every facet, but in fact, the legislators or elected officials, in whichever case that they are involved in, that they're compartmentalized. They don't know the downside. They don't see the whole picture. They're just fed basically one side of the story, right?
Exactly. I mean, what happened with this situation was back in the 2005 session, you know, a bill comes up. It sounds pretty innocuous. It's, you know, the agency can implement a national animal ID system consistent with the federal plan. Doesn't maybe sends a few warning signals to people who know about ag, but not much. And Farm Bureau came in and said this was a good bill. And Texas and Southwestern cattle raisers came in and said this was a good bill. And they didn't have anyone to tell them different. And so they passed the bill. They, you know, made it law. And the agency goes and starts trying to implement this law. And all of us who would be affected, or a lot of us who would be affected, went, you've got to be kidding us. This is the worst thing we've ever heard. What were you thinking? And so it's been an education process.
Right. Well, it's a good thing that as many folks did find out about this program that was about to be implemented and railroaded down our throats. But it's interesting how that, you know, you're saying how the Farm Bureau and the big ranch interest entities, basically those skids were greased before that legislation passed. That way they tried to eliminate any opposition with the big boys before they even tried to pass that legislation then.
Well, and actually what we've seen is that the big boys have been involved in developing this. Back in 1994, there was a symposium, and we've got the minutes from the symposium. It's fairly open record, and it's the big industry ag groups, including Farm Bureau, including technology companies, sitting around a table saying, oh, yes, we want to see a national animal ID system that covers every livestock species, every animal. And they're talking 1994, how they'd been developing it for at least 6 years, and what type of microchip would be used, and who'd get to run the databases. So really, I mean, this program has its roots in corporate agriculture and technology companies. They then took it to the government and said, we want to see this happen. The government agencies, like starting with U.S. Department of Ag, then say, see, we're just doing what industry wants us to do. It must be a good program.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're trying to please some of the constituency anyway, I guess, with the big dollars. But I think that not only are these big corporate interests involved in trying to push this program, I think that there are also some of the government people involved that are trying to help it along as well, you know, even as high up as in the UN, the United Nations, and above. But nonetheless, though, is that they do work hard to keep these legislators and elected officials compartmentalized, and they do take them out on these junkets and trips and wine them and dine them and tell them all the pros to their given program and don't give them the negatives. So they keep the people compartmentalized, and that's what's so hard, is that to make sure that we get heard, it's not that hard, really. I mean, we just got to be involved and make these phone calls and go to these rallies. And that's what we do on the toll road issue, is just get people there and talk to these people and help break down that compartmentalization. So the question that I've got, I guess, is that we had at the Texas Animal Health Commission meeting that I went to last year at the Red Line Hotel, is you could see visibly, though, that these guys, they did not know all the negative side of the story. And so have you ever talked with any more of these folks on the commission directly anymore?
I've talked to a couple of the commissioners here and there. And I think what they're running into is a lot of conflicting, you know, push. They day in, day out deal with the large producers, because the reality is most of the small independent producers, half of them don't even know Texas Animal Health Commission exists. I didn't 2 years ago. I run a small farm. I had no idea there was such an agency.
Right.
So the people they're used to working with are the big corporate folks, and those are the folks who want this. And they've just got relationships built. They're also under budget pressure. They're getting a huge amount of money from USDA to implement this program, and it's got the potential to generate revenue for them. So, you know, there's a lot of incentive, and it also makes the agency's job easier. hey, you know, you can find every animal in Texas. Doesn't that make paperwork simple?
It sounds like it's simple. I'll tell you what, that money that comes with strings attached is a big problem here in this picture. All right, folks, we're on the air with Judith McGeary with FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Sound in his computer. Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. We've got our guest, Judith McGeary, with FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. Once again, that is FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. We're on live on the air February 18th. If you're listening right now at about 7:23 p.m. Central Time, we're live, and we'd welcome your phone calls at 1-800-313-9443. That is, once again, 1-800-313-9443. If you've got questions about this program, the animal RFID, or the premises ID, go ahead and give us a call, and Judith will be glad to answer that. I wanted to talk about a meeting that's coming up tomorrow night over in Houston, Texas. There's going to be a 911 questions group meeting at 7 p.m. in Houston, and that's going to be at a restaurant called the Black Labrador. That's called the Black Labrador at 4100 Montrose Boulevard. Once again, that's 4100 Montrose Boulevard in Houston, Texas. I'll be going down there, hopefully meet a lot of like-minded folks. I went to Dallas a couple Thursdays ago, and it was just an awesome time meeting a lot of like-minded people up there in Dallas. And a lot of them are interested in low-power FM, which that's one of the things I'm interested in is low-power FM. Those of you that know about what's going on here in Central Texas with low-power FM know that we've got the ability to hear a lot of these programs all over Central Texas on FM radio. And I think that that's what we need to do, is we need to be masters of the alternative media, whether it be low power FM or internet or smoke signals or whatever we use, whatever email, etc., and to get the word out about the things that we're doing. So, folks, I hope to see a lot of y'all here tomorrow night in Houston at the Black Labrador at 7 p.m. I'll be there, and my name's Richard Reeves, and I'll see you guys there, hopefully. Okay, Judith, going back to this big event that we're talking about on March 2nd, and tell people once again your website and exactly the number they can call and how to get involved again.
Okay, our website is www.farmandranchfreedom.org or .com. Either one will get you there. And our toll-free number is 866-687-6452. So, again, that's www.farmandranchfreedom.com or 866-687-6452. And you can sign up for free email alerts on the website. We try not to overload folks. So, I mean, we're usually it averages out to maybe one email a week. We're not overloading. We're just trying to keep folks informed on what's happening.
Well, one of the things I've learned with Sal Costello, the way he operates on the emails, is he has a blog that he writes up. And I don't know if you've ever been to Sal Costello's blog. And folks that are out there in the audience, go to austintollparty.com. And on the left side of the website, there's a button that says What's New. And when you mouse over the button that says What's New, there's a little window that pops up. And you've got San Antonio News, Austin News, and Trans-Texas Corridor News, I think. But if you click on the Austin News, what that does is it goes directly to Sal's blog. And what he does is when he has an announcement or news or anything he needs to get out, it says he'll send people a real simple email with just the link to that story on his blog. And so it's a real short and sweet email that just has a few words and then that link. And then people can choose, you know, to go ahead and go to that link. It just seems like when you get these long emails that are going to take maybe 10 or 20 minutes to read, that people don't. So I don't know. Do y'all do that like that, or do you
I probably write more than that, I'm afraid. It's the lawyer in me. I have to sit and explain and write at length, but I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to learn from people like
Sal.
Well,
see, you know, you could still write it all up like that. You could still write it all up, just have it on the blog, and then that way your email is shortened to the point, and then if people want to go further, which they should, but you can at least outline the key things, like, for instance, email alert about March 2nd, 1:45 p.m. at Red River Cesar Chavez for the big event. But then they can also click on that blog link and go and learn about everything that's going on by saying learn more here or whatever. But that's one thing that I think, you know, Sal was real conscious about, trying not to burn people out, because we all have that problem with email. It's just it's a crunch that we're all getting crunched by, is this massive email blitz that I think we all get. I'm sure you guys are getting a lot of email.
And there's so many issues and so many things all of us care about that it's hard, because the question becomes, how do you divide your energy and what do you pay attention to?
Right, right. And so I think that's maybe one thing that kind of helps simplify it. But of course, you can run it however you want to. But it's just the one thing that I've made a study out of personally is people's websites and how they work and how they function and the activist aspect of it. Have you got any downloadable flyers that are on your website yet?
We've got a ton of downloadable stuff. We've got a page. There's a menu item for take action. We've got downloadable flyers. We've got downloadable letters. We've got downloadable petitions. We have got everything I could possibly imagine up on the take action site.
Well, it sounds like you've got some good web people behind you. And who all do you have working on side of it?
I've got a wonderful guy, and his website is on our links page. I don't know if he really wants me saying his name.
Oh.
I don't remember his company name. He's fantastic, and he actually hooked me up with a system where I can make all of the changes. And I'm not a technological type person. I mean, I can do email, I can do Word. That's about it. But it's a very simple free program that I can play with my own website, and it's been fantastic.
Well, that's good. I haven't done a website myself, but that's one thing I need to do, is I have done a blog, and I would encourage folks to start a little blog about some issue that they care about and are passionate about, because just doing a blog is great. And one thing that it's kind of akin to not being able to create a website is kind of like learning to read but not learning how to write. And that's one thing that I need to learn myself, is really to make a website. And I guess all of us do at some point. All right, well, we're about to run into this break. We're on the air with FarmAndRanchFreedom.com founder Judith McGeary, and we'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back. Got Tom in the production booth doing a little Hawaii 5-0 dance. I tell you what, thanks, Tom, for doing the work you do here. We've got Judith McGeary with FarmAndRanchFreedom.com on the show with us. And, folks, if you're out there and would like to call in and ask questions about this issue or about the big upcoming events March 1st and 2nd, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. That, once again, is 1-800-313-9443. All right, Judith, we've been talking about this animal RFID issue, and I think we're doing a lot of good with the all the activities that you guys have done so far, and I think that maybe this March 2nd thing could really deliver a knockout punch to this current program. I mean, is that kind of your view, or do you think what do you think on that?
I think it's going to be a long fight that won't be over in this session. I don't want to raise people's hopes too much. House Bill 637 is a great step, and I think we've got a very good chance of getting it passed if enough people turn out and speak. I mean, big caveat, right, if we get enough public support. But even if we get it passed, it's not the end of this issue. First of all, House Bill 637 limits the program to a voluntary program only. It doesn't kill the entire thing. And Texas isn't the only state. And, you know, we've got 49 other states that are having this pushed on them. We have pressure from the federal government. And the reason I keep going back to sort of the industrial ag roots of this thing is because I think that's important that people understand that this is a program that big industry ag wants. So, you know, not to sound a note of gloom, I don't mean that at all, because we have made amazing progress in the last year. It's incredible what we've done. But this isn't going to disappear.
Right. We took actually one of these things that was pretty much kind of written in stone, and we backed them off of it. So,
exactly.
All right. Judith, we've got a caller. We've got caller David from Colorado. Welcome aboard, David.
Hello, Richard. I tried to send you an email with an update about what I learned on the Ron Paul conference call Thursday night, and it keeps bouncing back. But if I send you an email with test in the subject line, it goes through, and I get an automated reply. You know what's wrong?
No, I have no idea, and I'll be checking that after the show and see what's going on. In the meantime, you can call me at 512-828-7240, or let me give you a toll-free number since you're in Colorado. You can call and leave a message at 1-877-749-5736, and that way we can get this worked out off the air. But give us what the update was exactly you're talking about.
Well, you know, there was a conference call Thursday night, and I called into it and immediately became overloaded, and they announced a new number, and I went to it and found out that they were broadcasting a conference call on American Family Rights Radio, so a person could not only listen to the call on their phone, they could listen to it on the Internet.
Okay, and that's the Ron Paul conference call?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was the very first one. And give me the tail end of that 877 number again, 877-749.
Right, 877-749-5736. We do play Ron Paul's conference call here locally on the low-power FMs, so people actually hear a recording of Ron Paul's weekly call, and there's always a lot of information in that call. David, do you have any questions for our guest, Judith, on the animal RFID issue?
Is that proposed law going to apply to household pets for people who live in the city?
Well, it's a mix. Dogs and cats right now are not part of the plan, but let's say you've got a pet pot-bellied pig, which, you know, quite a few folks I know do, or, you know, a pet chicken because your kid wanted to see baby chicks grow up. Just because they're pet doesn't exclude them from the program. They're part of it. What we're also seeing is that even though dogs and cats aren't part of the government plan for the national animal ID system, they seem to be moving on sort of a parallel track separately. So there was a proposed regulation by USDA to require that everyone who is a commercial dog breeder microchip every dog with the exact same microchip that's being used for the NAIS program. And recently in Kentucky, they proposed regulations that were basically based on the NAIS program that did cover dogs and cats as well as livestock animals. So what we're seeing is, you know, it's not – dogs and cats aren't directly part of this plan. But if NAIS goes through, we can pretty much expect that, you know, there will be similar programs happening for dogs and cats.
And after that is successful, then they'll do it with people.
A lot of folks are worried about that.
That's right. I think that is the ultimate goal. Judith, do you know any idea how Colorado stands on this issue about animal RFID? Are they far advanced into this, or where do they stand? Do you have any idea on Colorado specifically?
I'm pretty sure that Colorado is one of the states that has a voluntary program that I don't think they've got statutory authority to make it mandatory, but they and a lot of other states that we've seen are misusing the word voluntary. And I've heard the reports from people in Colorado, you know, they were told if they wanted to go to their county fair, they had to be part of this program. You know, and we're hearing things like that all over the country. So Colorado is one of these, it's sort of the one of the bulk of the states where they're moving ahead with the program, possibly not quite as aggressively as we're seeing here in Texas, though.
Well, let me throw you in on Colorado. We have a brand new Democrat governor and a Democrat-controlled state legislature, and they're as far left-wing as you can possibly get. They're already going to stick us with a seatbelt law where they can write us tickets if the cops don't see our seatbelt fastened, and they're working on a motorcycle helmet law right now. So that's just how left-wing our new nanny state is.
David, what part of Colorado are you located?
I'm just north of Denver.
North of Denver? Right. Well, do you guys have a lot of groups that are active up there in that area?
Do we have a lot of what?
A lot of groups that are active on a variety of issues up there in the Denver area?
No, we don't.
No? Well, I would suggest getting on that website, meetup.com, or go to lonelantern.org to where you can meet some like-minded folks in your area and get involved in these groups.
Yes, Lone Lantern was one of the websites announced during the Ron Paul conference call Thursday night.
Really? LoneLantern.org? Well, that's great. I'll tell you what, if we get on the net and start networking folks together, then that's where we're really going to have an effect, because as I learned back a year ago working in a primary race here for the state, for a state rep race for District 52 in Williamson County, is that the powers that be have got their big money on a lot of these candidates. And that the way to overcome this big money is going to be through the use of alternative media, whether it's internet or low power FM or a combination of the two. But the internet is really the ultimately the great equalizer. Evidently about 75% of homes now have internet access or computers in them. So it took many years. It took about 75 years to go from 1% of the public to have a telephone in their house. It took about 75 years to reach that number of about 75% having telephones way back in the late 1800s, going into the 1900s. But technology is moving faster now, and with the internet, really gives us an equal footing to be able to try to beat these big money powers. Dave, do you have any more questions for Judith?
No, I don't, and I'll call you later on after your show. How much longer will your show be running tonight?
We stop at 8 o'clock Central Time, which is only about 19 minutes from now.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Dave, thank you. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Jude.
I was going to say, on the subject of networking and what's going on in other states, there's a coalition that I'm involved with called the Liberty Arc Coalition. The website is libertyarc.net. And the whole reason we put this coalition together was to try to create a nationwide response to NAIS. That spans the entire political spectrum from far left wing to far right wing and everything in between. And we've got state coordinators in, I think we're up to 25 states. And Colorado is one of those. We've got actually a pair of women who are doing a wonderful job of trying to coordinate the NAIS opposition in Colorado. So for, you know, whatever state you're in, I'd encourage people not just to visit the Farm and Ranch Freedom website, but also visit libertyarc.net. Or contact me, and I can put you in touch with the state coordinator for your state.
So it's libertyarc.net. Do you know
yes.
if that's on your links on
yes.
your website?
Yes,
great.
They definitely
okay.
on our links.
So I'll tell you, the networking, a lot of people overlook that and don't think it's an important thing, but it really is, because getting people together and having meetings face-to-face or even on telephone conference calls or email or however it's done, getting people together on issues is so critical, and that's one thing I've learned, is that if you've got one person as an individual has a lot of power and they can do a lot by themselves, but when you get two people, it's like an exponential thing. It's more like four individuals out there working by themselves. Is that kind of what you found, is that the group coming into in a functioning organism is different than just one person?
Absolutely. And we learn from each other. I mean, there's so much happening about this issue all over the country. That we learn from each other. We hear what's happening in Colorado or in Massachusetts or in Virginia or in Tennessee, and we compare notes, and we sort of watch, can predict some pitfalls before they actually happen, and we can work with legislators and help them network We've actually got, aside from just House Bill 637 here in Texas, 10 states have introduced legislation to stop or limit NAIS. Now, a couple of those have already died in committee. You know, we aren't going to get all of them passed. But we're much stronger when we can talk to each other and learn from each other and help each other.
Which state, do you know by any chance, which state is the most far down the road in implementing premises ID and animal RFID? Is there a certain state that's really out there?
I'd have to say Michigan.
Michigan.
What Michigan did was they bypassed, actually, the issue of then AIS. Didn't go to the legislature, didn't go through new regulations. They said, you know, we've already got regulations to govern tuberculosis, so let's just switch those a little bit and slip NAIS in through them. So in less than 2 weeks, on March 1st of this year, if you own a cow in Michigan and you want to move it down the street, you are supposed to have a radio frequency ID device in that cow's ear. So they've really pushed this pretty far, pretty fast.
So they did it as part of a rules and regs in one of their current administrative groups that handles animals then, right?
Exactly. And what they did, it was really, I know a lot of people who are considering a legal challenge to it because it's very questionable what they've done. They didn't even do a new regulation. They have these regulations that govern the tuberculosis program. And they did, quote, a policy change, end quote.
Right.
And all of a sudden, instead of having a metal tag under very limited circumstances, you're now going to have an electronic tag under all circumstances. And there are a lot of really, really angry Michigan farmers right now.
Oh, I bet they're up in arms. And, well, that should be really something to watch then, to see how Michigan and how the people in Michigan really react, because I think there is a lot of agriculture in Michigan, right?
There is. There's a lot of cattle. There's a lot of dairy. There are a lot of horse folks. And even though this doesn't apply directly to horses under the Michigan regs, the NAIS program does. And so the horse people are looking at this going, you know, are we next? So we've gotten actually, I think there's been a bill introduced, I'm not positive, and there's been a campaign to contact the governor and try to get the governor there to step in. So there's a lot happening there.
Well, see, in a way, when they do that type of nonsense, it's really good, though, because it does fire people up and inspire them to get active. So, you know, the people in Michigan just need to get fired up and take care of it and then stay active and then start addressing some of the other issues, because I know what we can do when we get together. That's like they tried to do that Internet, too, and shut down the Internet and try to keep us from communicating that way. And I know that that issue's not gone away, but at least for now we've got the Internet as it exists. So those folks in Michigan. Now, as far as other states, which other states are pretty advanced on this issue that they're trying to push forward?
Wisconsin and Indiana were the first two states to make premises registration mandatory. And I don't understand Wisconsin. They don't seem to be getting angry about it. We get occasional upset phone calls, but Wisconsin's been quiet. Indiana's been much more active, and actually tomorrow morning there's a hearing in Indiana on legislation to roll the program back. So those three states are the only states that have made the program or parts of the program mandatory by regulation. And then really what we're just seeing are states differing levels of abusing a voluntary program and, you know, how hard are they pushing it. Texas is definitely a key state. When USDA released its announcement of funding for this next year, Texas was eligible for almost twice as much funding as any other state. We're a big livestock state. We're also a big technology state. So we're kind of a key player in this fight.
Right. It seems like Texas is the nexus for a lot of issues like this, whether it's toll roads or NAIS or like with the HPV vaccine, where Governor 39% Rick Perry tried to slam this HPV vaccine and force young girls here in Texas to take it. So it just seems like it never ends. It's an endless list. But you were talking about Indiana and Wisconsin, how that they were pretty advanced on the premises ID. So, but there's been plenty of folks in those states that just have just not done it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're hearing now from Wisconsin farmers. They've had mandatory premises registration, I think, for almost a year now. And a bunch of the farmers are now getting letters saying, if you don't sign up, we really will do something about this. And a lot of them really had just sort of been blowing it off. Oh, yeah, it's a regulation, but no one's doing anything about it. Now they're realizing, okay, they actually mean to enforce this regulation, and I think we might start seeing some action in Wisconsin. And certainly in Indiana, we have a lot of farmers who I know are planning to show up to tomorrow's hearing and push for this legislation to roll the program back.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to hearing the news on that, and I'll be checking your website. Folks, make sure and check out Judith McGeary's website, farmandranchfreedom.com, farmandranchfreedom.com, and I do see that there's a link there on the left side, the NAIS in the news, and so I'm sure that's updated on a regular basis, or at least there's a which link should they go to find out
Actually,
news?
NAIS in the news is probably the one I'm worst about.
Oh, okay.
There's a new link on the right-hand side that says latest updates or state updates. I'm not sure what I named it. And that's where I'm going to be putting updates on each state, you know, as soon as we find out information about legislation or regulations.
Okay.
That and the email alert system really are the best things to stay up to date.
Good deal. Well, I know that staying up to date is a challenge on a lot of these issues, but it's real important to get an idea on what's going on in some of the other states, because that gives you leverage, especially when you have successes that you can point to from other states. I mean, when you can say, well, Missouri did this or did not do that, then that gives you leverage there. So what are some states where they've had a lot of success on this? Do you know?
Well, I can't. The best state so far was last Wednesday. Arizona actually got legislation out of committee. It's the first state to have gotten legislation out of committee. The legislation would bar the agency from making it a mandatory program. So that's been our big the big success story so far.
Arizona?
Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, good. I'll be studying on that about Arizona. And, folks, you're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on RBNLive.com, and we'll be right back for our final segment after this break.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. This is our last segment. We've got Judith McGeary from the group FarmAndRanchFreedom.com. And before we go back to her here briefly, I would just like to cover and remind everybody about tomorrow night, folks that are in Houston, at 7 p.m. at the Black Labrador Restaurant, 4100 Montrose. I hope to meet a lot of like-minded folks there in Houston tomorrow night, 7 p.m., Monday the 19th. Also, this Thursday, make sure and tune in to Radio Free Austin. Kevin Barrett, one of the RBN talk show hosts, Kevin Barrett from RBNLive.com, will be here in Austin and will be doing a talk on Thursday evening. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com, BraveNewBookstore.com, or tune in to Radio Free Austin here locally to hear the details and information of that meeting. I don't have them handy right this second. But then next week on March 1st, 8:30 a.m., Senator John Corona will be doing a hearing at the Capitol Extension Auditorium, room E1.004. And then our big rally that we've been talking about tonight will be on March 2nd. And meet us at around 1:45, Cesar Chavez in Red River around 1:45. We'll have everybody that we can get down there at that parking lot, and then we'll march from that area around Red River and Cesar Chavez to Congress Avenue and then to the Capitol. All right, Judith, this is our last segment. We've only got a couple minutes left. Go ahead and give us a rundown of your final thoughts here.
I guess the biggest thing is simply that we've made a huge amount of progress in the last year. I mean, 13 months ago, almost no one had heard of this program, myself included. I heard about it January of last year for the first time. And we've taken it from an issue that no one knew anything about, and the only thing the legislators had heard were good things, to being one of the hot issues in the legislature this year, and an issue that's hot in a dozen legislatures across the country. I mean, that's an amazing amount of progress in the last year. The flip side is we still got to deal with industrial ag, and they still want this. And not just this, they want control of our food supply. They want to be able to control who grows what, who raises what, and how, what, when, you know, all of it. And unless we want to live in a world where our food supply is controlled by corporations, we're going to have to keep working on this.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that there's people like you doing what you're doing. And not only is it about the control, it's about revenue as well, but it's two big issues right there, revenue and control and non-competitive circumstances as well. They'd love to go ahead and try to marginalize and keep out the small farmer and rancher and the medium size as well. They want to end up with these big giant megalopolies of agriculture like ADM and what are some of these other big ones? ConAgra, ADM,
Tyson, Monsanto. I mean, these are money and power. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about money and power.
There we go. Money, control, and power. So, folks, that website is farmandranchfreedom.com. Farmandranchfreedom.com. Make sure, and at the very least, just get on the email list if you don't have time necessarily maybe to volunteer. Hopefully you do, and hopefully you will make the time. I read a story in a book here, I think just in the past couple days, that many people spend up to 7 hours a day watching TV. So if you don't have time, check and just see and put your watch on how much TV are you watching and what could you be doing instead of sitting there being a couch potato. All right, folks. Well, thanks for tuning in. Judith McGeary, what's that phone number once again for people can call you that don't have the web address?
It's 866-687-6452.
One more time.
866-687-6452.
All right. Well, Judith, thanks for driving up here to Round Rock from Southeast Austin. Folks, keep listening to RBNLive.com. We've got Eric Schein coming up next. Right after we wrap up the show, Eric Schein's program will be next, and I'm sure he'll have some interesting topics and maybe guests as well. And I appreciate you folks out there in the audience listening. Don't forget, go to rbnlive.com and get a transmitter for your computer so you can listen to the computer everywhere in your house with that FM transmitter. This is Richard Reeves, and you've been listening to Restoring the Republic. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.